Praise the Lord. This is Rosario Abati, founder of Scriptures for Us. I want to personally thank everybody for giving about a half hour, maybe 45 minutes of their Thursday night for this Blog Talk Radio show. Again, we're just really going to be repeating a show that we had about 2 weeks ago on how to become a success with the Pay Forward Givers program. Last time we weren't able to get on until about 9:35 or so, and there were some people on there, and we did the show anyways. But I like it when we can actually start from the beginning and have a lot of phone calls. This way, that always encourages more people to ask questions or give a comment. Now, before we start, I'd like to mention that if you want to make a comment, we're going to allow comments during the show. So if you want to give a comment or ask a question, all you have to do is touch 1 on your touch-tone phone. Now, everybody's phone is on mute. This is not like a conference call where in order to talk to somebody, you have to unmute everybody. And that can cause sometimes confusion and noises in the background. Somebody might be vacuuming their rug or washing their dishes while they're on the phone. And with the Blog Talk Radio show, when someone's microphone lights up, we're able to put only that person on. So if you want to ask a question or give a comment during the show, just press 1 on your touch-tone phone, and we'll put you on the air. Also, the Blog Talk Radio shows are not to discuss anything other than the subject itself. So in other words, you know, sometimes people get on there and say, well, you know, I didn't get my order yet, and you know, can you check on that for me? Or they say, you know, one of my members didn't get their info pack. See, so this radio show is not for those types of comments, okay? So any question or comment you might have, please stick to the subject, which is the Pay Forward Givers Program. Now, I'm sure everybody already knows about the Pay Forward Givers Program, and it's something that I hope and pray that everybody eventually participates in. Now, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand this, but what I'm going to do so you do understand it, we're just going to take just one person that you sponsor into the Givers Program. And once you understand exactly how this works, then there's no reason why you would ever want not to do this, okay? And I know sometimes it takes a little bit of courage on people's parts because they say, oh, I don't know, I have to pay $19.95 up front. And you know, people hesitate whenever they have to pay anything up front, okay? Now, the upfront money, okay, is always going to be the very thing that's going to get you started. But what's going to happen, and I'm going to explain that in a little bit, is with the Givers Program, all you need is one person, and from that, to join the auto program on their own, after their free membership, all you need is one person, and that one person will automatically pay for your Givers Program after that. So, in other words, not your first time it's going to cost you $19.95, okay? The next month you're going to get $17.96, okay? So now it only costs you, in reality, $1.99, okay, to sponsor that person into the program. And I was just talking to somebody today about, I can't remember the program that he was telling me about. He said, but that program gives you leads, and they're $6.25 just for one lead. And there was also somebody I talked to a couple weeks ago. He said he spent $1,100 on, I guess it was labels or postcards. I'm not sure exactly. It might have been both. And he said he spent $1,100 and he got zero responses, okay? See, this is not the kind of program that we design. We designed a program where people are able to make money. Now, but the key to making money is you first of all have to be willing to spend some of your own money. Now, we're not talking about thousands of dollars per month. you know, or even hundreds of dollars per month. We're talking about a very, very small amount of money that will help you eventually become financially independent. Now, that's a possibility, but it's not a guarantee. It's strictly up to you on how much effort you want to put into your group, how much time you want to spend, and how much money you want to spend. But the opportunity is there for you to make as much as you really want to. But as we always tell people, and this is the number one reason why people quit, not only this program, but just about every other home-based business program out there, they just can't develop patience, okay? Now, you're not going to be a success in this business or any other business, I don't care what it is, okay, if you don't develop patience, okay? There's a man, I can't remember his name, but he was with Amway, and I don't mind mentioning other programs. He eventually was making millions of dollars in commissions, okay? And his testimony was that it took him 1 year. This is a true story. 1 year to sponsor his first person. You know, when they asked him, why did you wait so long? He says, well, I just knew that this program was going to work, but, you know, it hadn't happened yet. But I knew that it would if I kept on going and going and going, and that's exactly what he did. See, so if you're looking for something that's going to earn you, you know, thousands of dollars, like we see on some of these ads on the internet, you know, and in network marketing magazines, if you're looking for something that's going to earn you $1,000, $2,000, $10,000 in a couple months, what I suggest you do is find that program, and then let me know, and you can sponsor me into the program, and I'll be one of your members, okay? Because I say that because there are no programs like that. Because what they do is they base all of their findings on if. In other words, if you sponsor five people, and if those five people sponsor five people, and if those 25 people sponsor five people. See, it's all based on ifs. If you do this and if you do that. But in reality, if you've been around for a while, you know that all those ifs really don't mean anything. Okay, because in reality, not every person that you sponsor into a program is going to participate, and not every person you sponsor into a program may join a certain program, but they don't follow up, they don't do what they're supposed to do. So these are all just cover-ups to try to convince people to join their group, but they're all based really on ifs, if you do this and if you do that, okay? I mean, you have people going to college, you know, in some of these Ivy League colleges spend $100,000 a year or more to become a doctor or whatever. You know, they're spending $500,000 on their education. Well, I mean, these people are smart. Now, if they knew that they could join one of these programs that's going to earn them probably more money than going to college and spending $500,000 on an education, well, they'd be joining groves. Well, guess what? That doesn't happen. Because most people know that these things don't work. They're just they're fabricated too much on if that and if this. See, we don't do that. We tell you exactly what's going to happen, how much money you could earn. It's, you know, we don't say give you an exact amount, but we kind of give you a good idea of how much you can earn. But if you get out a pencil and paper or a calculator, you should be able to figure out exactly how much you're earning, or I should say how much you could earn, just by taking your amount of growth percentage-wise and just multiplying by whatever number you want. But let's get back to the Givers program and why this is just really a miracle, I like to call it. For you to understand this, let's just take one person. Now, this will work whether you sponsor one, whether you sponsor two, whether you sponsor five. I don't care how many, okay? But let's just start with one person. Let's say you sponsor one person into the Givers program. Well, that person is going to get their membership free for 1 month. After 1 month, we always send them an email, and I hope that you do as well. Or you might want to call them and tell them, you know, your membership is over, your free membership, so it might be a good idea to join. one of the auto programs. Now, let's say just after one person, let's say that person, the one person you sponsor, let's say they join on their own. Well, first of all, the following month that you sponsored them into the Givers program, the following month, you're going to be getting $17.96 back that you actually paid for. So when you pay for somebody's monthly membership, we always consider it as if that person themselves paid for it. So that means you're entitled to a commission off that $19.95, which comes to $17.96. So in reality, okay, it only costs you $1.99 to sponsor that person into the Givers program, and they joined. Now, the following month, okay, which would be their second month, they joined the program. So now, of course, you don't pay for their monthly program again. You just did it one time. And remember, $1.99 it cost you. Now, when this person joins, just to give you an example, okay, most people that join an auto program stay on for a long time. They usually don't drop out, and that's why we have the auto programs as being the only way a person can receive commission. You have to join that, okay? So the following month, now, you got another $17.96, okay? And then, again, your initial investment was still only $1.99. And then the following month, you get another $17.96. Again, your initial investment on this one person was $1.99. Now, if you take that figure, $17.96, and multiply it by 12, which is 1 year, it comes to $215 and some cents, okay? Now, remember, it costs you $1.99 to sponsor this person. You earned, in 1 year, $215 off that one person. And if you do the math, that comes out to 108 times more than what you spent on that person. Now, can you go to a bank and get those kind of percentages on your money? No, you put $1.99 in the bank, and in 1 year you'll have probably $2.99, if that. See, so the potential is just really unbelievable, and you must see this, and you must get excited about it, or you're not going to participate. See, and that's why we keep sending people over and over again something about the Givers program, because you know what? Once it clicks, then, you know, a light bulb goes off and you say, oh my God, how come I didn't understand this the first time? So now I'm going to really get going on this, all right? Now, let's take this to just one, instead of one, let's take it to five, so you can understand how powerful this program really is. Let's say that you sponsor five people into the Givers program. Now, five times $1.99, I have a calculator here, 1.99 times five is $9, so initially it's going to cost you $9.95, because you're going to get back the following month 90% of whatever you paid into the Givers program. So you sponsored five people into the Givers program, and let's say just one, again, let's say just one of those people joined the auto program on their own. So now, again, multiplying by 12, we get the same figure. $215 and some cents. 215 minus 9.95. So you made off that one person, or I should say off the one person that joined, but even if the other four didn't join, you still made $205 off that one person. Now, I hope to God you're able to see how powerful this program is. Now, the only way that we're able to do this, and this is the reason why you're not going to find anybody else doing this at all, as far as I know, that we're the only ones doing this, and it's for one good reason. We pay 90% commission. Now, if you look around at some of the other programs, home-based business, you know, their commissions are, you know, 5%, 10%, some even actually lower than that, and some higher than that. So if you're only paying anywhere between 5% to even 25%, you know, there's no way that this program would benefit you except maybe in the long run. See, but we're looking for something that's going to work and make you break even just by sponsoring one person. And once you sponsor one person, well, there's no reason why you couldn't get two people the same way. And there's no reason why you couldn't get three. And there's no reason why you couldn't get five, ten, and so forth and so on. So the more you do this, the more people you're going to get to join. It's just the way the law of averages works, okay? If you don't know what the law of averages is, then I suggest you go on the Internet and type in law of averages and tell you exactly how this, why they call it a law and why it really does work, okay? I know this for a fact because before we started Scriptures, I used to own a hair salon, a couple of hair salons. And the first salon I bought from my owner, well, I should say the owner was the accountant, but they weren't doing anything, so they sold the salon to me. And at that time, it was the time when the old shampoo and set weekly customers were going away. And the new type of customer in hair salons were now with the, you know, the haircut and blow dries. So what I did is I, you know, changed everything right away, and the people that were getting their shampoo and set on a weekly basis had to go somewhere else. So I started really from scratch. So I thought, okay, how am I going to get people in here? Well, of course, I had a sign out front, and I always try to mention to people that, you know, advertising is the way to get people into your place of business, or you're joining your opportunity, because, you know, I had a hair salon, and if I didn't put a sign out there, then no one would have came in. But getting back to zero customers, all right, I thought, well, I could either just kind of wait, and there were people that were coming in, they saw that we had a nice new sign, something different looked about that salon, looked a little different, a little more modern, and so forth, and but it certainly wasn't enough to really get that business booming. So what I did, I said, well, I have to get people into the door somehow. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to get a list of all the people in my area from a mailing company, you know, self-stick labels like we offer, from just North Olmsted, Ohio. That's what the suburb I was in, which is just a suburb of Cleveland. No, I'm sorry, it was Fairview Park, Ohio, which is, again, a suburb of Cleveland, if you're not familiar with that. And I start sending out cards, free haircut, first visit only. And sure enough, it didn't take long for people to come in there. And I had, you know, a few people working for me then. And they didn't like that idea. They said, oh, you know, I don't want to give my work away, you know, giving away free haircut. I said, well, what do you want to do? You want to just sit around and do nothing? Or would you at least have the, you know, the possibility of maybe doing if you do a good job in that person, more than likely they might come back. See, so here's what happened. And all of a sudden they liked doing these free haircuts. Well, whenever someone would come in for a free haircut, during that period of time, I think for the most part, people were getting like a $1, maybe a $2 tip. That would be a good tip in those days. And so all of a sudden people were getting a free haircut, and they just kind of felt obligated. They kind of felt, I think, cheap, just given a dollar. So most of the tips were at least $5, some even more than that. So all of a sudden, here's this stylist that would have been sitting around doing nothing all day. Now he's getting $5 tips. And, of course, they like that. But I always was good at keeping statistics. I wanted to see if this is going to work. Let me find out, okay? So I found out that even though we had the best haircutters around, okay, because I was trained by Fidel Sassoon, Paul Mitchell. I went to all their schools that they had during that period of time. So I really believed in training, not only myself, but also taking what I knew and passing it on to everybody. So everybody that applied for a job had to go through a training program before they were able to actually take customers. So everybody was already trained, okay? And I thought, well, you know, maybe a lot of people will come back, maybe a few, I don't know, but I know for sure some will come back. So after, you know, some statistics, I found out that about 10%. That didn't sound like a lot, but 10% of the people actually came back and got a haircut. See, not only that, they recommended other people. See, so little by little, and I say that because I experienced it, little by little, that salon became so busy that you couldn't get an appointment. So eventually I went up opening up another salon, a bigger one, and that was in North Olmsted, Ohio. And I did the same thing there that I did to build up the business at the one in Fairview Park. So all I can tell you is, you know, the law of averages works. If you continue to do the same thing over and over and over again, okay, you're going to find out that some people participate and some don't. Now, if you do have people that don't participate, even though you pay for their first month, don't let that discourage you, okay? Because that's just the way things are. For whatever reason, you know, not everybody's going to participate. Maybe they have a fear of this isn't going to work for them, or they just don't understand exactly what they need to do, and they don't call anybody or talk to anybody, they just quit. But whatever the reason is, it's something that shouldn't, you know, discourage you. It's just expect that to happen. Okay, but one thing you also can expect is the fact that there's a lot of people out there just like you. Okay, and I can't begin to tell you how many people sign up on a daily basis, and before they even get an email from us saying that they have a sponsor, or if they already have a sponsor, you know, before they even do that, they've already joined the co-op advertising program and the auto program. See, so, but thing is, there's a lot of people out there that are like that. Okay, so all you have to do is wait for those people, and eventually you'll get those people in your group. And remember, when we're talking about the Givers program, we're talking about one person. From that point on, okay, everything is going to be free, even if you sponsor 5 people a month, okay? It's still going to be free because you're going to get from that one person, okay, $17.96, and every time you sponsor 5 people, it's only going to cost you $9.95, okay? So you're way ahead of the game. So there's no reason, okay, to think that this program will not work. I mean, if you don't think for 1 minute that you could never sponsor one person that would go on their own, even if it takes 2 or 3 months, it doesn't matter, okay? Because all the money you're spending up front, 90% of that will be given back to you, see? And I just like to mention one thing, because I know a lot of people right now are making some good money. Now, what you want to do is, if you're not making any money right at this time, maybe you just joined and you're thinking about participating into the Givers program, any money that you earn, especially in the beginning, what you don't want to do is you don't want to go out and celebrate and, you know, have a nice dinner. You always want to reinvest the money that you're making into your business, okay? It might be a good idea just to start a separate checking account. It doesn't have to be a business account. It could just be a regular checking account. And a lot of banks now just, you know, they have free checking. And start putting your money in there and then take using that money to run your business. Or what you can do if you're doing most of your business on a credit card or debit card, then you might want to just take the amount of money you earned and just put it right back towards the payment of your credit card. But in the beginning, for the first, you know, 6 months, I would say, or longer, you want to reinvest all the money you're making from this program, okay? And eventually, you'll understand why, or I should say, eventually what's going to happen is you're not going to worry about reinvesting anything. I mean, you're going to do that, of course, but then now you're going to have a lot of money extra to enjoy your life with. Now, before we finish or continue, does anybody have a question or a comment? Just press 1 on your touchtone phone. And I'll put you on the air. We have a lot of callers tonight. I don't see anybody hitting their thing yet. Let me scroll down here. Nope. Okay, well, nobody wants to comment right now, but we'll wait till and we'll give somebody else a chance. Or if you want to do it while we're still talking, you can press 1 on your phone and I'll put you on the air, okay? But anyhow, I would hope and think that anybody who requests information about Scriptures for Us is somewhat interested in really, honestly and truly starting their own home-based business. And if you are, then what I suggest you do is listen to what we're telling you to do as far as how to go about building your business, okay? I mean, if we don't know what to tell you, then who are you going to go to? I mean, you're going to go to your neighbor who doesn't know the first thing about business? Well, more than likely, they'll tell you, oh, that's probably a scam, or, you know, that, things like that don't work. You know, they always have sort of negative feelings about home-based businesses, because maybe they were in one and they tried it for a month or so and it didn't work for them. No, you don't get advice from people that really aren't business people. You get advice from people who know exactly what they're talking about. And the way we do it, the way we tell you what to do, is through the experiences of other people. We don't just make up something and say, okay, if you do this, here's what's going to happen. No. We take the experiences of our successful members, and we use that as a gauge, okay, to tell you exactly what you need to do in order to be successful. So it's not a guessing game. It's true. Everything that we tell you will work if you do it. However, if you leave out one part, then the whole thing falls apart. Now, here's how, if you want to train somebody, even though we tell people, you know, don't, if you're not familiar with the program, then don't try to train somebody. But here's what you might want to tell them. Say, all right, I'll give you training in 2 minutes. Here it is. Number one, join one of the auto programs, the Bible Lesson Online or the Bible Lesson on CD. Number two, add people to your group every month. You can do that either through personal contact, or is that, you know, eventually you're going to run out of people to talk to, or you can join the co-op advertising program, or you can take advantage of the free cards we offer, or you can also purchase the recruiting and givers postcards. And three, and probably most important, is call the person that's joined your group to welcome them to your group, to introduce yourself. Otherwise, you know, people get suspicious. I can't tell you, and I don't just say this, okay? I can't begin to tell you how many people actually call me up and they want to drop out. And I say, why? Well, I never heard anything from my sponsor. See, nowadays, people are so suspicious of everything. And if they don't hear from somebody, they're sometimes, you know, maybe, of course, it's not true at all. But in the back of their mind, they might be thinking, you know, hey, this might be some kind of scam or something. See, they don't know. But that's what they're probably thinking. So call people up. Now, I mentioned this before, and I'm going to mention it again. Call people to introduce them, okay? But the most important thing is you want to make sure that that person sponsored into the program, and you get an email from us saying you got a new member and their name and so forth and so on, their phone number, their email address, everything else that they submitted. What you want to do, you have to call them to find out just this one thing. You want to find out whether or not they received the same information that you did. So in other words, when someone signs up, you get information about them and they get information about themselves and what their username is and so forth and so on, all the information they need to get started. And, you know, encouraging them to join the auto program, the co-op advertising program, and, you know, order the free cards and so forth. Now, probably most of our sign-ups are on the phone. We've kind of gotten trying to get rid of the live sign-ups, and everything's going to be done just on the 800 line. Now, whenever you talk to people on the phone, and you should all know this, okay? Sometimes, you know, things aren't too clear. Their phone may not be that clear, or if you're they're on a cell phone, all of a sudden they come into a dead zone, and they're given their email address, and they'll say, tom@gmail.com. So you knew there was something in between there. Tom, who knows what. And so we didn't get the complete email address. So we just kind of, whatever we thought it might be, that's what we put in there. But if it's the wrong email address, even if it's off one letter or one number, they get nothing. Okay, so here it is. They requested information. You got all that information, their phone number, everything else they submitted, but they get nothing. So what's a person going to think when they sign up for a program and they hear nothing from anybody? Of course, if we send them something, it's not going to get to them because we've got the wrong email address. If you try to send them something by email, it's not going to get to them either because it's not the correct email address. Now, people tell me, well, rather than call, I just like to email them. I says, what if it's not the correct email address? You have to call them to find out. And especially, even for people that sign up online, you know, they'll forget one letter or put an extra letter in there without realizing it. And all of a sudden, the same thing happens. So when you call somebody, it's the first thing you want to find out. Introduce yourself, say, you know, Joe, the reason I'm calling is I received an email that you joined the program, and I just want to make sure that you received the same email that I got. And, of course, they say no, then say, okay, well, let me read the email address that I have here and see if it's the same as your email address. Now, I did this on purpose when I called up PayPal last week. Or a couple weeks ago, and the girl asked me, "What's your website address?" I said, "It's scriptures4us.com," and she typed it in, and she says, "I'm getting an email. I'm getting a message saying site doesn't exist." So I did this on purpose. Okay, I said, "Okay, how are you spelling that?" She says, scriptures4us.com. See, she thought the four that I said was F-O-R. It's not F-O-R. It's the number four. So if someone calls up and they use something that has a number in it, all right, they might say script for us, okay? Now, they're not spelling it out most of the time. Some people do, even though we tell them to speak slowly, you know. Some people just say the name, and somebody that says, let's say, Tom for us. Well, we don't know if that's a number four or four, F-O-R, or F-O-U-R. So you can see the problem that could cause if we don't have the correct email address. So if they don't have the correct email address, then tell them, what I'm going to do is I'm going to call Scriptures up and give them the correct email address, and they'll mail you something in the mail, and we'll talk about another week later. Now, if they say they did receive it, okay, the only thing you want to do at this point, just to make it simple for everybody, okay, at this point say, okay, Tom, everything is fine, so what I'd like you to do is I want you to get your info pack, and the only way you're going to get your info pack is by confirming all of your information. And you have to do that by calling up Scriptures. And, you know, I'll also tell them there's no sales pitch when you call. They just want to make sure all the information is correct before they send you an info pack. So here's the toll-free number. And you give them that, 844 number to call. That's the live one. And then tell them, say, okay, once you get your info pack, we can talk again. If they start to ask you questions, okay, if you can answer them, that's fine. But you don't want to get into a real long dialogue the first time you call them. Just tell them, the best thing to do, Tom, is let's wait until you kind of get your info pack. And then if you have any questions, I have something to follow along with you because you have your info pack. And if you don't have an info pack and I try to explain things to you you know, it might be a little confusing, and you don't want that, correct? And I'll always say, yeah, that makes sense, you know. Now, in a case like that, well, you can wait a week and then just call them back again and find out, you know, if they have any questions or if you can help them in any way. But if there's things you can't help them with, you know, because you're new, then by all means, don't try to guess, okay? Don't guess. Say, look, what Scriptures for Us recommends is for you to call them with any technical questions you might have, you know. So here's the toll-free number, all right? Because there are people that have, just because they didn't want to feel like they were dumb in some way, because they didn't have the answer to something, when they're sponsored, I mean, when the person that they sponsored to the program, sometimes they think you know everything, even though you've only been in a week. See, so in order not to sound stupid, they'll just make something up. Like one guy was telling members, oh, you have to join the co-op advertising program in order to get a commission check. I mean, you have to join the auto program and the co-op advertising program in order to get a commission check. Well, that's not true. The only program you have to join to be qualified for a commission check is the Bible Lesson Online or the Bible Lesson on CD program. The co-op advertising program is, you know, highly recommended because that's, you know, one of the ways to add people to your group. But if you don't join that program and you're able to get people into your group by other means, even by the cards, okay, you're still going to be entitled to a commission check. So if you don't know anything or don't know something, please don't guess. Just say, here's the toll-free number, give Scriptures a call, and I'll give you all the information you need, and you'll know for sure it's 100% accurate. Now, someone who didn't get the email, make sure that they say, you know, did you look in your junk mail or did you look in your spam folder? Because sometimes, you know, internet service providers throw stuff in there without you knowing it. So it's always a good idea for them to look in there. But if they say, yeah, I looked in there, I didn't see anything, you know. And what you do is say, okay, I'll call Scriptures and give them the correct email address and they'll send you something. Now, you want to wait a week before you call that person again. Now, this time, since now they have the correct email, that means they did get something from us. And then now you tell them, well, there's one more thing I wanted to tell you. I want to make sure you get your info pack. And here's the way you do it. You got to call the toll-free number, and they'll send you the info pack as soon as that. And then say, you know, once you get your info pack, we'll talk again. Okay? Now, the next time you call, you can maybe get some presentation. But I try to tell people what you need to do, okay, is you don't want to complicate a one-car funeral, okay? You want to kind of just go over those three steps, and if anybody does that, okay, just those three steps, then little by little their group will grow, okay? But what you want to do more than anything is to build trust with that person. You know, because if they trust you, all right, let me back up. Sometimes people think that you're only telling them things, okay, to do this and do that because you're only interested in making a commission off them. That's just kind of a natural thing to think because they don't know you, okay? They don't know whether or not you're telling them the truth. I mean, let's face it, there's a lot of liars out there. And one of the things I used to do is I used to send away for information from these companies. I would always send information to these companies that say, you know, 30 days, $10,000 a month, guaranteed, you know. I'd always send out request information from those kinds of companies. And you, for sure, you always get a phone call. Those people did call you, okay. And I remember one guy, he said he's been in for a couple months and he's making, I forget what he told me, he's making, I don't know, 8,000 or whatever it was. I don't remember the exact amount. I said, wow, you only been in a couple months? Yeah, this program really works, blah, blah, blah. You know, I think you should join. And I think to join, you had to, you know, it was based on purchasing products, okay? Not like a fee of any kind, but you had to purchase, to get to a certain level, you had to purchase, I think, at least $1,000, something like that. You know, but it was a lot, you know. And I says, wow, you made 8,000 or whatever it was in just a couple months? Says, yeah. I said, really? I said, why don't you do me a favor? I said, why don't you photocopy that check and send it to me, okay? And I used to do that all the time. That's the one thing that I always ask them. Make a photocopy of that check and send it to me. How many checks you think I got in the mail? Anybody, touch one on your touchtone phone. Tell me how many checks you think I got in the mail from these people. I think everybody already knows. Zero. See? People could tell you whatever they want just because they're interested in getting your money. Okay? So sometimes people think that. Maybe they even had a bad experience. So what you want to do is you want to build trust. Well, the first step, and I can't think of any better one than this, is to offer to pay their first month's membership. See, so not only does this build trust, okay, but it's also going to build a relationship with that person. You want to be able to build a personal, friendly companionship with that person. Because friends always want to support each other. So, you know, when you call people, sometimes you could just ask them, what city do you live in? I never heard of that city, or I heard there, but I've never been there. Maybe you could tell me a little bit about it, or, you know, what kind of work do you do? Things that, you know, friends talk about. You don't want to get into anything controversial, like who do you like for president and stuff like that. Of course, more than likely, I don't know if anybody has ever told me, more than likely you could mention that you're a Christian, you go to this church or that church, you know. And so building a personal relationship with your members, okay, works better than anything. Because now you're their friend. They're your friend. And friends like supporting each other. And trust is built. And when you can build trust with somebody, that's half the battle right there. So that's why the Givers Program will work for anybody. Now, if you're leery, okay, then what I suggest you do is just put a couple people into the Givers Program. All you have to do is let us know, and we'll put you, if you're on the co-op, all you have to do is let us know, and then any member you get through the co-op will automatically put them in the Givers Program. If you don't want to do that, we offer free Givers cards. There's 20 cards. And 20 labels. Now, if you're not familiar with our labels, there's our labels of Christians, not just some random list we found. These are labels of Christians who are interested in supporting other Christian companies, people, ministries, so forth and so on. So this is a top-notch list, okay? Now, to get 20 free cards, full-color cards and labels, we only charge you for the shipping, handling, and you know, the envelope that we need to put those cards in, and it's $4.95, okay? Now, again, if you just get one person, okay, it's already paid for. See, so everything that we offer, we know that if you if you just get one or two people participating, well, guess what? You broke even. So that's what we try to tell people. Don't think, you know, certainly you want to have a goal. You could write one down. We always recommend you do that. Write down a long-term goal. All right, 5 years from now, I want to earn $5,000 a month or $10,000 a month. But don't take your short-term goal, like maybe 3 months or 6 months, okay, and say you want to earn $10,000, because when you don't, you're going to get discouraged. So you want to be realistic. Okay? Because if you go over your goal, that's fine. You know, like the old saying goes, shoot for the stars but settle for the moon. So we try to tell people, make this your first goal. And only concentrate on this one thing. Okay? Break even. And with Scriptures for Us, it doesn't take a lot to break even. Even if you're not on the Givers Program. You just want to do it through the co-op, okay? Again, through the co-op, okay, if you get one person to join the auto program, you're going to get $17.96. So now it's only costing you $1.99 to participate in the program. Of course, now you got the, let's say you joined the $25 co-op. So now you got the $25 co-op, okay? Now you want to break even on that as well. So now you sponsor, you get two people to join. So now your auto program is paid for. And now you have about three quarters of your co-op paid for. So now the next goal is three people. Now three people means that your auto program is going to be paid for every month and your $25 co-op is going to be paid each month and you have some extra dollars in your pocket. So at that point in time, it's costing you zero money to promote your business. It didn't take you, you know, two or three years to do that. I can't begin to tell you when I owned a hair salon, when I bought that salon, I'll never forget the figures. It's been a while since I've been in that business. But my first month, I took in $106 in sales. And my expenses were probably at least 10 times that, more like 20 times. But I didn't quit. Because I didn't. That thought never even entered my mind. And thank God it didn't. You know, no one ever told me, hey, if you don't make any money, if you don't break even by 3 months, well, you're out of business. I'd try to sell it if I were you. Well, no one ever told me that. The only thing I ever knew about business was what a college professor told me once when I was in some business classes. He said, if you go in business, remember, you have to remember that it takes time to build a business. And every successful person that you ever talk to will tell you the exact same thing. It takes time to build a business. So your greatest asset is time. So give yourself some time to build your business. And with this, because we pay 90%, my God in heaven, it's not going to take very long for anybody to break even. So, you know, just keep on pushing until you get there. And I think the best way is through the Givers Program. Now, we're going to try to work out some different things with the Givers Program. One of them is we're going to maybe even we're going to experiment with a little bit. Is we're going to get the person that you sponsor into the Givers Program in order to encourage that person even more than that. We're going to actually give them a person and put that person in their group and encouraging them to do the same thing that their sponsor did, and that was to sponsor them into the Givers Program. So I don't know of anybody else that does that, and that first person will not cost them anything. In other words, they'll have a person in their group. They didn't spend any money on advertising. They didn't talk to anybody. We're just automatically going to put one person into their group. Now, I kind of like that idea, but again, sometimes you can like something and it sounds good, but when you actually do it, it doesn't work the way you thought it would, okay? Whoops, I accidentally cut myself off there. Now, does anybody have a question about anything we've talked to up to this point? Press 1 on your touchtone phone. I'd like to know if anybody on the line thinks about sponsoring someone into the Givers Program and then taking that person and actually giving them, adding a person to their group. I want any feedback on that. There's somebody here. Well, hold on. Let me go up here. Okay, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Rosario.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes. So can everybody else.
This is Lee Johnson, Missouri. I got three quick questions, and if you want to answer one of them or all three of them or something, that's fine. I'm just curious. Okay. First of all, do you know of any good lead vendors for sending out postcards to, buying leads?
Again, Lee, we're trying to stick to the subject.
And isn't that along the subject?
Not really. We don't know any vendors. If you want to use our vendor,
vendor.
It's called TriMedia. They're the largest Christian company that provides leads. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
TRI Media.
TRI-Media, MEDIA. But you have to buy a lot of labels with them.
Okay.
You're not going to be able to buy
all right,
six.
And the other, all right.
Go ahead. The other thing is,
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
The other thing is the Are you familiar at all with any Christian papers for advertising, newspapers and stuff like that?
Well, the easiest way to do that, okay, is just type in Christian newspapers or Christian magazines. Now, we did do some experimenting with Christianity Today. We put some classified ads in there. We did it for about 4 months straight, and we were extremely disappointed at the results. So we were going to start a separate co-op advertising program for that magazine, but it just didn't work out the way we thought it would. We're not going to offer that to anybody because it wouldn't be worth it. Mm-hmm. What's the third question?
I know that your company was set up pretty much to help the Christian community with financial problems that they might have. One of the product that you offer is the CD. Now, some people are going to say, well, I really don't, you know, I'm not interested in your Bible lesson or anything like that. So how do you conquer that, diplomatically and so on? Actually, everyone should have some interest in the Bible, at least knowing what the Lord says and stuff like that.
Again,
there's a lot of people that don't, and you're not going to restrict them from coming into the program, I'm sure.
No, not at all, no.
It's
what
open
they can
everybody.
Do if they're just, if someone doesn't want to join the auto program, we only have two, the Bible lessons online, the Bible lessons on CD, okay?
Right.
If they want to
participate
in the business part of the program, then they must join one of those programs. If they want to, let's say, just purchase products, we welcome everybody to purchase products, okay?
Great.
They can do that and receive 50% off any purchases.
Mm-hmm.
But has that happened to you?
It did. And I told him, I said, I'm not telling you what to do or suggesting anything even. That the fact is that I believe in it because I'm a Christian, and you may or may not believe in it. You may be, in fact, the guy is an atheist, come to think of it. He's come right out and told me.
Of course you wouldn't be interested. That's no
surprise
you wouldn't be interested in the Bible.
I said, whether you use it or don't listen to it or whatever, it's the product that you purchase each month. And it's you can't beat the program, and stuff like that. So, whether you use it or don't use it, it's up to you. But it's provided for you,
You know what, Lee? I've always told people, one thing we don't do, we got something that no one else has. We have a lot to offer. And if you take a look at our program, we're always giving stuff away. Okay, if you can't see that, what we're trying to do is benefiting the Christians more than it is us. I mean, 90% commission,
Absolutely.
And, so we're left with $1.99. And when we send out an info pack, it costs us about $1 to do that. So now we got 99 cents. So, but we don't want to beg people.
No.
We don't want to beg people.
No.
If this is what they want to do, that's fine. Say, I understand, But if you still want to, purchase their products, you're more than welcome to do that.
Yeah.
Did that answer your question?
Okay, I'll approach it, and you answer my questions. And I tell you, your presentation so far tonight has been dynamite. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I think God might be behind that somewhere.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Okay, there's a couple other people now. Let's see, put somebody else on the air here. Now, you're here unmuted.
Hi there. Hi there. This is Gregory Rosario. How are you?
Gregory, yes. Okay, go ahead, Gregory. What's your question or comment? Hello? Go ahead, Gregory.
Hi there. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay, hear me? Okay, good. First of all, the Bible, the scriptures are very good, and I get them online each month, and I love them. And I have someone that I brought aboard, and I think he's listening. He listens to them on the CD. So I think, first of all, they're very good.
Thank you.
I didn't really understand the Giver's program before, and I really do now. And I look forward. We look forward to taking advantage of it going forward. And we're just glad to be aboard. We're looking to build a real nice business here and share the Bible a little bit with other Christians. We just got through ordering, like you said, you have everything here. We just ordered the labels and the postcards and sent them $4.95. I mean, that's like you can't beat that. You can't beat that price.
You can't really.
you just can't beat what you're doing. So if there's, you know, I'm just giving out some positive vibes this evening. I enjoy everything about the program.
Well, praise God. I'm glad that you said that. I'm glad
Thank
that you now understand the Givers program a
yep.
little bit.
Yes,
yeah,
I
that's
do
why we
understand
have programs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And in case nobody knew, we're going to archive this. So it'll be on the website hopefully tomorrow. So if you only were able to listen to half of the show, then, you know, you can go there 24/7 and, you know, listen to the whole thing. And make sure you encourage the members in your group mm-hmm. to listen to these or actually listen live if they can. If not, you know, make sure you mention to go to their website. Of course, we always do that anyways. But, oh, is there anything else, Gregory?
No, that's it. Thank you very much. I just wanted to give you that positive feedback and let you know, we really enjoy being here. And everyone, just stay positive. And the other thing, right quick, is to learn. Like you said, I think the biggest thing besides going over the Givers that you shared this evening, you got to be patient, just what you said. 100%.
One of the fruits of the Spirit, is it?
And yes, it is. And it's hard, but you got to work at it. I think we
right.
have to work at it.
Right.
And that's it. Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you. There's
God
a couple more
you.
People that want to make comments. Okay. Let's see here. Okay, caller, you're on the air. You have a comment
yeah,
or question?
Yeah, Rosario.
Yes.
Yes, on the Givers program. Now, is this person that you pay it forward for, are they verified before you actually take out?
Verified in what way?
In other words, their email or their phone number?
No, that's you have to do that. See, we can't verify anything, okay, because we would have to actually call them, and we can't do that. You know, that's part of the sponsor's job is to call that person up.
I understand that part of it. I just wondered, as quickly as they come in from, like,
mm-hmm.
a co-op, are
yeah.
they automatically deducted, or do you automatically pay their way in, or... how quickly is that done? That
all right, well, we have two ways you can do this, okay? Number one is if you just let us know or you go to the online store,
right?
There's an automatic program. So in other words, you say, I want, you know, three people. There's three or five. I want three people automatically, okay,
okay.
paid for on the Givers program. If you want five, you can click that on. Or you could just call us on the phone and say, I want to sponsor five people. Now, the reason we do that is because if we just sponsor that person into the Givers program, I mean, if we sponsor that person into the Givers program, and then, you know, you talk to them and they want an info pack, well, at what point in time should we deduct the $19.95? Because a few times when we used to do it, not automatically, is we'd go to debit their card, okay, after
uh-huh.
we told the person they're in the Givers program, you know, and the card got declined.
Right.
So we want to make sure that that's a good card before we send anything to that person that they're in the Givers program.
Right.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank
anything
you.
Else? Any other questions?
No, that's pretty much it.
Who are you? What's your first name?
Pete.
Pete? Okay.
Pete, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you for your comment. Anybody want to make a comment on, you know, the thing I mentioned before about giving a someone in the Givers program, giving them a sponsor, I mean, giving them a member so they can kind of get going and maybe sponsor that person into the Givers program? Because that's really where isn't that how the Pay Forward works? I know they made a movie called Pay Forward. You know, you sponsor somebody and they do the same thing, and they, you know, in other words, it's like a way of getting the ball rolling. Because if someone sponsored into the Givers program, it's kind of like they feel maybe obligated to do the same thing for someone else. So if we give them someone where they could do this, then that could get the ball rolling more than, you know, we ever thought possible. So if you have any comments on that now, or, you know, press 1 on your touch-tone phone. I don't know if this is a new person here. Let's see here. No, I don't see anybody else. Let me see here. I don't know if I already talked to this person or not. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Pete again.
Okay. Do you want to make a comment on what I just said?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a great idea. There's a lot of people that really have a hard time just getting their first person. And I think this will give a good incentive and to try, you know, the marketing, like the postcards or the co-op or something like that. So I think that's a great incentive.
Yeah, see, and then the nice thing about that is that they're going to be getting a commission check for $17.96 the following month.
Right.
Which is always encouraging. Right. You know, even though it's their own money, I mean, 90% of their money, it's still nice to kind of get something in the mail. Kind of that just alone encourages that, hey, at least,
yeah, that,
this,
that,
at least that I know
first check.
This work. Yeah.
yeah, that first check is exciting. There's no doubt about it.
I know. I've had people actually tell me that I, even though they're not making a lot of money right now, they just got one check for $17.96, and it's, one person told me he was in a program for over a year and never made a dime. But spent all kind of money going to seminars and rallies and, you know, sales aids and never made a dime. you know.
yeah.
But they don't care. I hate to say it, but it's true. Anybody else want to? Let me see here. I don't know if this person wants to make a comment or not. Nope. Let me try here.
Hey, that's me.
Yeah, did you want to make another comment?
I did, yes. I agree. I think that's a good idea with the incentive, Rosario. Test it out and see if it works and if they, you know, follow what we're doing, follow the program. So, yes, I'm in agreement to test it, you know, see how it goes, and if people are, you know, again, working it the correct way, great. If not, then at some point, take it away.
Yeah, the thing that you have to remember about the Givers program, you're not spending $19.95 every time you sponsor someone into the program.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Initially, it's going to cost you that, okay? But you're always going to get back $17.96, even if that person doesn't join. So the most you could lose is $1.99. But as I said, if you just get one person, then it washes out that $1.99 every single time you do this. So from that point on, your Givers program becomes free. It's not going to cost you a dime. And who can say that? You know? All right, anybody else? I guess not, huh? Well, again, I want to thank everybody for listening. You will get an email when we're going to have our next class, I mean training class, and what the subject might be. In the meantime, make sure you contact your members. And I just wanted to mention this, and I'll mention it now so I don't forget. When you go to your back office and you click on your genealogy report, all you'll see there is, you know, the person's name and their email address. And then in brackets to the right of their name, there's a, it says in blue, email. Now, if you click that on, you can email just that person alone. That email will only go to that person. Now, if you want to send an email to your whole group in one shot, okay, then you go to the tab that says email. And when you do that, then you'll three boxes pop up. One is says subject, one is body, another one send email. And what you can do is you could put a subject there, like for instance, Givers program. And then in the body you could put something, I just joined the Givers program. I really like it and it's starting to work. I encourage you with all my heart to try it yourself. God bless, then put your name, you know. And then on the bottom click that, send email. And that email will go to every single person in your group. Now, here's what we recommend and when to do this. We recommend either do at the end of the month or the beginning of the following month, or the beginning of the month. Now, what you always want to do, okay, because we send out emails a couple times a week, so we don't want to overwhelm people with emails, okay? No one likes that. That's why we tell you once a month, end of the month or beginning of the month. But always make these particular emails something about you yourself are experiencing with scriptures for us. For instance, the one I just mentioned, you know, the subject givers program. Then put down, I just started on the givers program. I already got a couple people that joined, and I highly recommend that you do. Your sponsor, God bless, and your name, you know. Make it short and sweet. Now, you don't want to put in there anything like we do. We talk about the co-op advertising program. That's coming from us, okay? Or any product that we recommend, you know, like we put featured product and we tell you what the product's like. Well, everybody does it. Everybody boasts about their own, what their company has to offer, okay? But when you do it, when it's coming right from the horse's mouth, then it has 100 times stronger message than when we do it. So in other words, let's say you tried some of the invigorating bath and shower gel. All right, you put in your email, you put subject, invigorating bath and shower gel. And in your body, you say, you know, dear member, I just purchased some of the invigorating bath and shower gel, and I really love it. My skin hasn't felt this great in a long time, and it smells great. And I encourage you to maybe try a bottle yourself or try some of their other products. I know that you'll love them. You know, see, again, short and to the point and directly from you. You want that email to be something that you yourself are experiencing with scriptures for us, okay? Don't make it an advertisement. Make it a sharing email. You're sharing something with them that you yourself have experienced with scriptures for us. Once a month is more than enough, okay? Because they get a lot of emails from us on a monthly basis. And again, like I said, you don't want to overwhelm people. Well, that's about it for today. I thank everybody again for listening. Don't forget to watch your email. So we'll let you know when this show is going to be archived. You can listen to it 24/7. And one more thing. Remember, there was a person called Jesus Christ that 2015 years ago died on a cross to save you from all your sins. And he does that, or I should say he did that, because he loves you. And you know what? So do I. I love each and every person in this program. And that's the truth. So with that, everybody have a nice weekend. God bless. Watch your emails for the archive and our next show, whenever that's going to be. Probably in a couple weeks. Thanks for listening, and God bless each and every one of you.